A controversial new organization in Central Africa is trying to stop animal poaching. The Africa Rainforest and River Conservation Group, led by an American, has permission from the president of the Central African Republic to hunt poachers. The region's elephants, giraffes, lions, and other animals nearly have been wiped out by gangs of poachers, mostly from Sudan. Tom Kleins writes about the ARRC for the latest National Geographic Adventure magazine. Kleins says ARC was formed after local villagers told visiting American doctor Bruce Hayes about the area's violent poaching gangs.
These gangs of Sudanese are coming across the border in bands of up to 200 poachers. They're heavily armed with AK-47s, and once they get across the border, they divide into smaller groups and set fires to flush out the animals. Then they shoot them and smoke the meat and transport it away. The villagers also told Hayes about these sort of Viking raids that the poachers were doing. They were robbing and beating and raping them and murdering them and abducting them, too, to carry the meat.
So this is not poaching for ivory, this is poaching for meat.
This is poaching for meat. And the bushmeat market is the new thing in Africa that has become the most immediate threat to African wildlife today. It's surpassed even deforestation. And beyond the threat to wildlife, it's becoming a potential human tragedy of immense proportions because rural Africans are getting something like 60% of their protein from wild animals. So if overhunting leads to empty forests, the people are going to be in big trouble.
Has the ARC actually killed anybody?
They haven't killed anybody. Basically, some of the volunteers from the group went over to visit with President Ange-Félix Patassé, and they asked for and received permission to patrol an area basically the size of Florida. Why was Patassé willing to let these armed foreigners play sheriff in his country? He had been through an average of 2 coup attempts a year since he was elected, and basically he was in control of about a 60-mile radius around the capital of Bangui. The rest of the country is basically the Wild West, and it's a country the size of Texas. So he couldn't really afford to let any soldiers go east and patrol the borders. He saw this as a chance to extend his influence to the eastern border and have someone else pick up the tab.
How many of them are there trying to cover an area the size of Florida?
Well, they plan on raising a militia of 400 local men as game guards. And they also plan to build schools and clinics because international aid agencies have been shut out of there. People like the United Nations, UNICEF, and Doctors Without Borders say that they can't go in there because it's too dangerous. Until the security situation is controlled, they can't do anything there.
It sounds fantastic. You know, armed paramilitary conservationists.
The mainstream conservation movement is pretty keen to distance themselves from these so-called eco-mercenaries. But it's also putting the conservation community in an awkward position because this is one of the poorest countries on Earth. They don't have the resources to enforce their own laws. Now there's a group that's willing to do it, but the prospect of a conservation organization being used as a substitute for government is making a lot of people very nervous.
Have they had any effect? Have they deterred poachers from coming into the country?
Well, they've faced a lot of obstacles in their first year operating over there. This is really one of the most corrupt, anarchic settings on Earth. And they've done their share of bungling. Basically, they're having trouble with raising money. It's not something that everybody is willing to get involved in. Right now, it's the wet season over there, and the poachers have gone home, and Bruce Hayes and the members of ARC have gone back to Wyoming to try to do some fundraising. They estimate it's going to take about $500,000 a year.
What's ARC's future? Are they viable, or are they depending on this fundraising?
It's hard to say what their future is. They've tried also to raise funds by dealing in diamonds. Diamonds are really one of the dirtiest games in Africa. They thought that they could do it and provide an equitable means for locals to sell their diamonds. And that was an interesting endeavor because it ended in total disaster. It's hard to say. Are these the right guys to do it? I don't know. Is this the right approach? I don't know. But is it worth a try? Maybe.
Tom Kleins is a contributing editor to National Geographic Adventure magazine.